Every 28 years, Saturn returns to the same position where it was at your birth and presents you with challenges. My first Saturn return was horrific, humiliating, and soul-crushing, but very valuable because when it was over, I realized I had developed an emotional musculature that was tough as steel. I had learned to dig my feet into the ground as the storm passed over me. And in the end, I had real strength and fortitude and truly understood my own personal resilience. Now, 28 years later, Saturn returns again. Though less traumatic, this time it's about clearing up unfinished business. Now, I'm willing to be emotionally naked and feel confident in the power that comes from just being me. I feel unafraid to reveal myself, a new level of me. It was exhausting making sure other people were okay with me. Charlie, ain't nobody got time for that. If my outlook and ambition are intimidating to people, so be it. In the past, drag has stealthily allowed my true self to fly under the radar. Revealing all of the unfiltered parts of me is where I am now. Happiness is wanting what you already have. Getting ready to go on stage or in front of the cameras is like preparing for battle. When I get all dolled up to film Drag Race, I'll take 6 hours. I could do it in 2 hours, but it's important for me to make it a deliberately sacred, drawn-out ritual. I have separate rooms for costumes, hair, makeup, and lounging, even a room for podcasting. The people who help me get ready, the magic team, are filled with the same creative warrior spirit. We know the world is watching, so we want to give them something special. I thrive in a creative atmosphere. That's why if one of us is not 100%, we all have to pitch in and lift the other one up. When I'm alone, I've learned to replenish that energy through prayer, meditation, and stillness. Being fully present in the moment will also give you lots of energy. If you want to be invited to the party, you must have something to bring. Seeing myself transformed is such a trip. I've never gotten used to seeing myself in drag, or out of drag for that matter. I've always felt like the boy who fell to earth and that I landed in this body. I want to do as much as I can with this body while I have it. It's about honoring this beautiful, gorgeous gift. Painting it, decorating it. Why not put your best on every day? Put your best foot forward, even if it's just for yourself, even if it's just for a trip to the grocery store or the dry cleaners. Why not put on your best? Never pass up an opportunity to wear a fancy outfit, even if you're the only one who appreciates it. I bow down to anyone who will wear a false eyelash between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I bow at their feet because it is a true commitment to Glamazon. And of course, extra points for lower lashes. Glamazon defined. I am truly an introvert masquerading as an extrovert. The Scorpio in me can be very intense for most people. Drag has allowed me to lighten up, the same way most people express another side of themselves when they dress up for Halloween. In between shots, I like to conserve my energy and just save it for when the cameras are rolling. Hashtag ask yourself, who am I really? To the human eye, proportions are everything. Most people don't realize just how much they react to proportions. I love nudging proportions. I have very long legs, a short torso, and a short neck. You'll notice that I don't put a lot of jewelry around my neck. I like to keep the neck area open and unobstructed so as to elongate it. You'll also see that I take many photos with my mouth open to get the right proportion for my face. If I wear my hair flat, there's still a lot of height around the crown of my head, which elongates everything above the shoulders. It's all about nudging those proportions to get it right, based on how the human eye perceives silhouettes. You must be willing to see yourself from outside yourself. Throughout my career, I've relied on a handful of people who have always had my best interest at heart. People whom I love and trust, and who can offer me a unique perspective that I can't always see on my own. Finding those people is not easy, especially in show business. The people in this photo are those people for me. The man driving the golf cart is someone I met in 1985 in Times Square at a music convention. I was wearing football shoulder pads, a loincloth, and a mohawk. Someone introduced us, and in that moment, everything I had dreamed was achievable in my career, I saw reflected in his eyes. I could see that he was looking at a superstar. Needless to say, I've been working with Randy Barbato ever since. Stick with the ones who have vision, the ones who can not only dream it, but can also make it happen. Stick with the winners, baby.